Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's where we find ESPN Steelers reporter Brooke Pryor. OTA's back up and running again today on the South Side. Brooke, I'm sure that's a wonderful intro that you were thrilled that I gave your interview here, that I was talking about pony milking cows.
I have truly never been introed like that ever before in my life. One of one, really.
It was a ridiculous video. It was just, he actually had the audacity to say to the woman trying to teach him how to do this, because I don't even know where they were. It was given to me like as a complete mystery item by his wife. He actually had the audacity to say, yeah, the cow must be dry. Can you imagine the confidence it takes to be like, it's the cow's fault, not mine?
You know what? That is, that of all the reasons, of all the excuses why you can't milk a cow, I don't think that cows run dry. I myself have never milked a cow, but I don't think that that's a thing that happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're the one person, Andrew, in the entire history of the world who ran across a dry cow. Unlikely. Anyway. Brooke, my first question on days like today is always pretty much the same. Of the stuff you're allowed to tell us about, who showed out today or who caught your eye today at OTAs?
I will say Minkah Fitzpatrick had a dropped interception on, I think, rep 3 of 7 shots, but then he came back and finished the drill with a pick. So that, to me, jumped out that it kind of felt like at first, like, oh, man, this is not a great sign that he had a dropped pick. Like, is this a bad omen for the season? And then he came back and had one a couple plays later. So what I'm saying is that we really should not be reading a ton into what is happening in June on the South Side. But we did talk to Minkah Fitzpatrick today for the first time since the end of the season. And even, I mean, he didn't really talk at the end of the season. I think maybe the last time we heard from him was sometime early December, late November. And, you know, I think one of the interesting things, I asked him if he felt like maybe he was pressing at the end of last season or was playing out of position, trying to make things happen because there was some frustration. And he said, no, he was just doing what he was told to do. But he said that he went through and watched the film from last year, did a lot of reflection, and he said the biggest thing that he felt like led to things falling apart the last 5 games of the season is that there was a lot of gray area. They just were not communicating as clearly and as crisply as they should have been at that point in the year, and that's been a big emphasis so far in OTAs.
Brooke, how do you think they're going to handle what could be a potential logjam of capable and healthy off-ball linebackers if Cole Holcomb is, in fact, healthy and fully ready to go and not compromised at all coming back from that big knee injury?
I mean, I think it's a good problem to have, right? I mean, go back to, what was it, 2 seasons ago when they had to call Miles Jack essentially out of retirement to come in and play because they were just going through linebackers left and right with so many injuries. I mean, I get the sense that there's going to be a rotation. There's not going to be I mean, I think Patrick Queen is going to play a lot, obviously, but I think that they've got a really interesting mix of guys with different skill sets, different body types. I mean, Peyton Wilson is about as opposite a body type as you can get from Cole Holcomb and Patrick Queen, just in how rangy he is. And he's not, you know, as thick as a guy like Landon Roberts, who's obviously not here anymore, but I mean, can really, I think, go sideline to sideline, be a really good run stuffer, also drop back in coverage. I think that they've got a good mix of guys there. But, you know, I do think that it'll be a rotation more than anything.
So you don't anticipate them doing – I know that base defenses at this point in the NFL, it's like such a ridiculous concept that everyone's base defense could probably be looked at as nickel at this point. But do you sense that they might go and mess with it and put all three of those guys on the field at the same time and just try to throw some different looks out there just to get something, get better athletes and more coverage basically on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see them doing that. I think that they have got the right numbers, the right mix to try out a number of different things. Like you said, there really is no such thing as a base defense at this point in the NFL. But I do think that just looking at the different types of athletes that they're going to be playing, I mean, there's a lot of big body receivers, big tight ends, that we've got running backs that can catch the ball to the backfield. I mean, you have to have uber athletic off ball linebackers to, you know, match up against any number of those guys. So yeah, I mean, I could see them trying to put all three guys out there at some point, but I don't know that that would be an every down type of defense.
No, just, yeah, I was thinking more of like a go with something goofy, like, here's a 2-5. We'll just put a bunch of, like, we'll put Watt, we'll put Highsmith, we'll put all three of these guys, and we'll just see what we can get away with out there. To the other side of the ball, Brooke, what do you think the chances are? Because I keep hearing, this is the one guy who I keep hearing, everyone says he really pops. I think you might have told us last time you were on with us, that because he gets the ball a lot, because of the nature of his position, it's easy for him to show out. What do you think the chances are that Caleb Johnson is getting maybe the majority of the carries, you know, better than 50% even, just if it's 52% of the carries in that backfield by midseason?
I could see that. I could see 50-52% by midseason. I don't think we're going to go out of the gate week one like that, but I don't think that it's going to be Jaylen Warren is, you know, RB1 and then a big drop off after that. I think that it's going to be more of a by committee approach, because even we talked with Jaylen Warren today and he said that he felt like they were really effective last year splitting carries between him and Najee. And it seems like Caleb Johnson can kind of slot right in there as a Najee Harris type of back. You obviously want to get more yards per carry than Najee was getting, but it does feel like he is the kind of durable running back that they want to be, that gets a lot of carries, that can really complement, I think, Jaylen Warren's change of pace. But I don't think it's going to be Jaylen Warren and then everybody else, or Caleb Johnson and then everybody else. I still think there's going to be a pretty good rotation, a pretty good sharing of those carries.
ESPN's Brooke Pryor joining us here on the PM team. Everyone made the comp to Najee Harris just in terms of body type, that, you know, Caleb Johnson was a pretty big guy, a taller guy for the position. Now that you've actually seen him, how different is he from Najee Harris, and in what ways, physically at least, and stylistically maybe?
You know, I haven't seen enough to get a good sense of how different they are. I mean, they're not in pads yet. He's not out here trying to hurdle guys or not hurdle guys. I've been really
impressed. Suggest he not hurdle guys, just because that usually didn't work out well for Najee.
Correct. Although it has worked out for, I don't know, Saquon Barkley. It got him on the cover of Madden. So, but maybe don't go out your rookie year and try to hurdle or reverse hurdle anyone. You don't want that, because if it goes badly, you're never going to live that down. But it is funny how similar they look. I kind of had to do a double take when I saw Caleb Johnson out there the first time. I think one thing that I've been really impressed with that is a little bit different from Najee is just the pass pro and how physical Caleb Johnson wants to be. That's not necessarily something that we're seeing in practice. They're working on it, but he's, you know, not in pads. We're not going to see that full contact. But just hearing what Jaylen Warren is saying, hearing what Caleb Johnson is saying, that physicality is something that he is really passionate about. And that's just not necessarily what Najee was asked to do. Jaylen definitely had, I think, the reputation as a better guy in pass pro in blocking. But yeah, I've been impressed with that. I'm interested to see how much more we see once we get to camp in Latrobe. And, Jalen Warren was asked, how's Caleb Johnson going to do in backs on backers? And he grinned and he was like, oh yeah, he's going to be great. He's going to do really, really well.
Brooke, what do you make of Gabe Davis reportedly visiting the Steelers tomorrow? We had a Bills insider on earlier in the show who was on pretty good terms with Davis and his representation when he was in Buffalo, who said that when he first hit free agency before the 2024 season, the Steelers were interested. How real do you think their interest is in Gabe Davis this time around?
Well, I think it's a lot more real than potentially trading for Jonnu Smith, and it makes a lot more sense. There's definitely more of a need at wide receiver. It's funny because Gabe Davis, I believe, was released by the Jags the same day as the George Pickens trade. And it felt like then, okay, well, not that they were going to ship George Pickens away in order to then get Gabe Davis, just kind of a funny coincidence in the timing of that. But it did kind of feel like, okay, well, here's a guy that you can put in to join the wide receiver room who can help pick up some of the catches that you're losing when you send George Pickens to Dallas. I think it makes a ton of sense as a complimentary guy, especially if they can get him for cheap because the Jags are paying him, $11 million. So I think you can get him on a vet minimum deal. I think that it's a move that makes a lot of sense. I think that, he also took a visit, I believe, to the Giants.
I think the Niners too, last Brooke. Month. I want
Niners
to say.
Too. So he's gone around, he's taken the visit. This is what you're supposed to do this time of year, but I think this is the kind of guy that the Steelers were hoping would shake loose to add to the wide receiver room.
Last one for you. As the Aaron Rodgers saga turns, and by turns I mean nothing actually happens and we all just patiently tap our toes and wait for something to take place, do you get the sense that this team, all these players, while they're waiting for him, might start to really warm to Mason Rudolph and that there would be any kind of burgeoning sense that, hey, we actually would rather have this guy be our quarterback because at least he's here and he's on the team and we're seeing him work with us?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's a really interesting thing that I've also thought about, because the one thing about Mason Rudolph that jumped out to me that I heard over and over again after he re-signed in Pittsburgh is that he is a locker room guy, that he's someone that the team, that he really endeared himself to the team during that 2023 season when he, helped lead them to what, 3 straight wins at the end of the year, get to the playoffs, things like that. Like, guys in the locker room really do have a buy-in with Mason Rudolph. I think it's interesting to see what that looks like during OTAs when there is this like Aaron Rodgers shoe that you're waiting to see if it drops. I think that I don't know that there would become this sense of loyalty that, well, we don't even want Aaron Rodgers anyway. We have Mason Rudolph. He can, go away. But I do think that he's at least building a chemistry with the guys in the locker room on the field. So if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come, they do have a quarterback that guys are bought into. I don't know that it's going to become Mason Rudolph or nobody, but I think that at least it's a good sign that he is building chemistry. Then it seems like this team's receptive to having Mason lead the team if that's what ends up happening.
Brooke Pryor covers the Steelers and does a phenomenal job of it for ESPN. Thanks, Brooke. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.